We're going to start in the south today and work our way north. Our first report comes from the Prairie Creek Community School in Northfield, Minnesota.
3, 2, 1.
Hello, this is William from Prairie Creek Community School, way down south in Northfield, Minnesota. We have had many bird sightings this week. There was an oriole on a picnic table, and there were 4 orioles showing mating behavior. We saw 2 herons, 2 ducks, and a goose. There are a lot fewer geese than last week. Sydney saw 4 turkeys. We also found a mourning dove nest with 2 eggs. There are a lot of worms and piles of worm castings in the mud by our creek. We also saw an iridescent green beetle. The red oak in front of our school is finally in leaf out. The maples have a lot of helicopters. We can't believe they are already seeding. It seems like just last week they were in flower. Oh, wait, it was just last week. The lilacs are flowering, too. The ferns are uncurling, and there are unbelievable numbers of dandelions, but very few have gone to seed. This has been Prairie Creek Community School, one more step along the phenology journey.
Nice job. Thank you very much. And did you notice? I mean, they made a little joke out of it, but the red maples, they were in flower a week ago, and now they are freighted with seeds, and it won't be long, and those seeds will be falling. So that process happens very, very fast, and when you watch it, as they have, you really begin to appreciate how quickly it goes. Mourning dove nests. Now, you look at a mourning dove, and it looks like one of those sleek, beautiful, lovely little birds, a little smaller than a pigeon, a little bigger than a robin, flies really fast, often seen in pairs, has that lovely, mournful call. They make a nest that is crap. You can walk up to a mourning dove nest, look at it from below, and count the eggs. They throw a few sticks on a branch, and that's a nest. It's just astonishing. The mourning doves are, they're all show and no home.